This evening, we'll be continuing in the Henry K. Memorial Lecture Series at 8 o'clock upstairs. The topic, name of the film, is Left Behind, The Forgotten Jews of Ethiopia. Our guest lecturer for the evening is Barbara Gordon. For those that are able to come, again, it's 8 o'clock this evening. We're learning, as we touched upon yesterday, the next bracha in the Shemona Esrei, entitled Slicha, forgiveness. The paragraph of Salach Lanu Avinu Chichatanu. And I'd like to begin with the words of the Tur that discusses this sixth bracha in the Shemona Esrei. It says, Ma'ro lomer Slicha Acher Teshuva. Why is it that we choose, why was it constructed? This particular paragraph is right after the paragraph of Hashivenu, the paragraph of repentance of Teshuvah. So says the Tur, says, Ki al yedei Teshuvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soleach. The only way Hashem could possibly accept forgiveness for us is only if first we are involved in some form of repentance, of doing Teshuvah. Dechsiv, as it's written, says in the famous Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is recited for the Haftorah, for a time of Seaborn, public fast days. The Pasuk tells us in the proper order, V'yoshev el Hashem v'yirachamehu v'elokeinu, that a person will seek repentance from Hashem with his abundant amount of rachamim, compassion, ki yarbe letzloach. And then the Pasuk concludes and says, because he, Hashem, is increasingly forgives. So we see clearly in this pasuk that the first step is v'yoshev el Hashem, is the idea of hashivenu avinu, of seeking repentance, and only afterwards is it kiyarbu l'tzloach, the next paragraph of slicha, of Hashem forgiving us. Similarly, the Kolbo discusses this connection, not only to this paragraph of slicha, to the previous of teshuvah, but actually the fourth, fifth, and sixth, starting off with the paragraph of bina, a paragraph about Tachonin Lodam Das, and then Hashivino Vino Sorsech, and then our paragraph which we're discussing now, Slach Lanu. And he quotes the Pasuk, another Pasuk in Yeshaya, which he quoted previously, that the Pasuk began, Ulvavo Yavin, that the first thing is a person's heart has Bina as a level of knowledge and understanding. Then the Pasuk says, Vishav Virapilo, Vishav, that a person will do teshuva, barapolo, and there'll be healing, spiritual healing, which means that Hashem will be mochel, Hashem will forgive a person for his sins. And the Kobo continues and tells us that v'yeshba chaf tevos, that if one would count this paragraph of Salach Lanu, Avinu, Kichatanu is 5, Machalana Malkinu, Kivashanu is another 5, Kimochel, Vasaleachatza is up to 14, then the Bracha to Hashem, Chanun Hamar Letzloach equals 20 words in this paragraph. And says the Kolbo, not that I actually looked at this straight through the Torah, but he says, and I'll have to take his word for it, Shikasev Torah Keneged Chaf Pa'amim Shikasev Torah V'nislach V'salachta, that there's 20 times throughout the Torah that we find this idea of Hashem forgiving people, Hashem forgiving the Jewish people, and therefore, because of those 20 times, the paragraph of Slicha is also deliberately written with this magic number of 20. Now, if we look at this paragraph, we find that it talks about that we've sinned, we've made some mistakes. The question is, why does it say Chatanu and Pashanu, which apparently it's the same thing, it's a sin. So there really is a difference between these two. A chet, or chatanu, means a person sinned b'shogeg. And it's translated correctly in the art scroll that when it comes to the translation of ki chatanu, it says, for we have erred, which seems that we made a mistake. It was b'shogeg, or negligent, maybe a little bit at fault, but it wasn't something which was significant. We weren't rebellious. However, when it comes to the word pashanu, this is something which means we sinned b'mezid, on purpose. And that's what also the translation in the art scrolls, for we have willfully sinned. So we're asking Hashem not only to forgive the avero, the sins that we may have made b'shogeg, but even the things that we did even greater than that, that which was b'mezid, things which were pashanu, where we willfully sinned. Furthermore, if we look at this paragraph, we find two forms of asking for forgiveness. We have the word salach, slicha, and machal, machil. So what's the difference between these two? So when it comes to salach, it's translated as forgive us. Forgiving means that a person is completely forgiven. As the Avud Raham explains, not even harboring any resentment or ill will toward another person. Complete forgiveness is what slicha means. The next lower stage is mechila, pardoning, pardon us, which means that at least we're given up the right to be punished for the wrongdoing that we had committed. But that does not mean that there's not some ill will that remains with that person. So obviously, between the two levels of forgiveness, the greater is the first thing we ask for, is slicha. And if we're unable to have that level of forgiveness, then at least mechil, at least pardon us for the wrongdoings that we've made. And we'll conclude for today with the words of Rabbi Yehuda bar Yochar, explains that this is the significance why it says Salach lanu Avinu, our father, Kichatanu, and Machalanu Malkenu, our king, Kifashanu. Why does it say Avinu by the first phrase, and then afterwards it says Malkenu? So the Rabbi Yehuda bar Yochar explains as follows. He says, "L'kach samach slicha l'av u'machil l'melach." The reason is, shlifnei ha'av, when a person is dealing with their own parents, kol zedonos domos kishkogos. Even if you did something on purpose, you were completely, you did it on purpose, or willfully sinned, made tremendous mistakes, and you rebelled. In the eyes of one's parents, those are only considered kishkogos. Like it was an accident, or was something which was done inadvertently. And Rabbi Yitzchak Kirzner explains the significance of this, is that the idea of what Hashem looks at, as when Hashem is a father, He looks at our sins, not that it really affected our essence of who we truly are, but it's only that we temporarily strayed away from who we really should be. And therefore, continues the Rabbi Yehuda bar Yochar, v'nikol b'nechel l'slochem. At that point, a father will want to forgive their child, not just pardoning them, but complete forgiveness. And that's the reason why it says, Salach lanu avinu, that when it comes to our relationship with God, that Hashem is our Father, then we ask complete forgiveness, ki chatanu, that no matter what we've done wrong, it was in the eyes of a father as though it was b'shogeg. However, in the instance that Hashem will not view us as a child, like the compassion a father shows to a child, at least, u'machal lanu malkenu ki fashanu, at least, pardon us, our King. Even if we would make a mistake, which is really b'shogeg, small little mistake. When it comes to a king, when you make a mistake and you break the law of a king, he always looks at it as though it was b'mezid. You rebelled against him. As it says in Mishlei, Melech b'mishpa yamid aretz, that a king always judges with very strong hands, with exact judgment. Alpapikin mochalanu. Concludes Rabbi Yehuda bar Yochar, he says, nonetheless, forgive us. And therefore, the idea of a melech, just like we find that sometimes a president may pardon a criminal, it doesn't mean that the acts that you have committed is reversed, it just means that you're being pardoned for your mistake. And therefore, the proper understanding of this paragraph of Salach lanu avinu kechatanu, that we tell Hashem that you should please forgive us by looking at us as a child, that you're like our father, and therefore Salicha will completely forgive us for everything that we have done wrong. However, if you're unable to read, to look at us in such a way, at least Machal lanu malkinu kifashanu, at least pardon us as a king would because of the things that we have made. And hopefully Hashem will do so. After all, Chanun hamar motzloach, because Hashem is compassionate and a compassionate forgiver. M'chanan m'chashu arzach kodesh baruch hu, l'zach esu avicha charbu ham tarmet tishnemar, adonai chafetz amansit koi adil t'rov yadir. Kaddish.